doing as Fee tells me to do and unplugging my earphones. I'm with Mr. Rogers in a pub.
Hello, we are in a pub, indeed.
We are in a pub, absolutely. It took Mr. Rogers there about a second and a half to say the word, indeed.
Is this now an audio booth thing, not just you and Phoebe? Okay.
Oh, no, sorry, this is audio booth, yeah.
No, I meant it's the fact that I say indeed.
I can't remember if it's gone live on audio booth, but it is now. Basically, I was being told indeed. I was being told off for a long time by Phoebe for saying the word indeed. And then we tracked it down to the arch villain, Mr. Rogers, who says indeed quite a lot.
I'm only here to limit your vocabulary. That's my main function. And I would have succeeded were it not for that pesky Fee.
I know, the pesky Fee. It's very true. We were just talking about Mark's eating habits. When did you eat, Mark?
About 2 in the morning, actually.
2 in the morning, okay. And you were just telling me what you had.
I had a rather nice mixture of pasta with a very nice little grocery sauce.
What, was it nasty tomato?
It was nasty tomato.
Ew.
And
there's a reason to hate Lloyd Grossman if none other was available.
Okay, I didn't know he showed up so much violent emotion.
For putting tomatoes in food, quite frankly, he deserves everything he gets.
I'm not sure he can be blamed solely, but okay.
Okay.
Anyway, and then some cut up bits of chicken.
Does anybody ever hear from Lloyd Grossman these days? I mean, not hear from him personally, but you know, does he go through the keyhole anymore?
I don't know. I don't think he does. I think last time I heard it was somebody else. I think he does.
Do they still go through this? Yeah, I can't speak. Do they still go through the keyhole?
Yeah, when I say last time, I mean about 15 years ago. I have no idea whether they still go now or not.
But they still had, what's his name? Frost.
I had an idea it was Sandy Toksvig or something.
Who?
Sandy Toksvig? I have no idea why I think that.
Really?
I could be completely wrong. Like I said, it'd be fairly long time ago. But I had an idea she'd taken over.
And it was David Frost before, wasn't it?
Yes.
Here we go. Through the keyhole.
Dear Lloyd is basically getting fat off me.
Off you, yeah. Okay.
I get fat off his horse. The kind of win-win situation.
Yeah, so anyway, you were eating this disgusting tomato sauce and you put some chicken in it, you said?
Yeah, so I put some chicken.
You actually, was this actual real chicken?
No. You don't know me that well, do you? I mean,
it was frozen.
This is,
With breadcrumbs.
Breadcrumbs.
In bread. See, I do know you.
Only eventually.
I was just checking.
Yeah, in breadcrumbs and also probably out of date.
Well, it's in breadcrumbs, it's not going to kill you.
No, but about 5 days out of date.
I think you're fine.
I think I'm fine. I've got the stomach of a concrete elephant anyway, and that's fine. But yes, even so, you know, you don't want to go too far. It starts smelling funky and had fur on it, and then it's something that's good.
It's telling the difference between breadcrumbs and fur is the problem, I was fine.
That's because you're leaving it too long, right?
No, that's because I can't see it.
Yeah, but you can believe the texture is slightly different.
Yeah, maybe a little bit, yeah, it's true.
I would hope.
I mean, you certainly know when you bite into it.
I mean, you don't stroke Vance and then go
breadcrumbs.
I'm just covered in breadcrumbs again.
To be honest though, I don't tend to buy my chicken breadcrumbs. I tend to breadcrumb it myself.
Ooh.
Have you not done this, Mark?
You know I haven't done this.
Do you know how to do it?
Presumably, you just buy some breadcrumbs, bung it on the chicken and bung it in the oven for a bit. It doesn't sound like...
I've done breadcrumbed corn for feed.
Oh, God. Breadcrumbed corn.
It's difficult to say. Breadcrumbed corn.
Right.
Q-U-R-O... Q-U-O-R-N.
Come on, Robert, you can do this.
I'm not so sure.
2 pints and he's anyone.
I know, it's terrible. Well, it was 2 pints of ESB. It's just about the strongest thing they do. Yeah, breadcrumbed corn. I thought the way that you're meant to do it until yesterday evening was that you cover whatever item it is that you want to breadcrumb in flour. You then roll it in egg yolk so it becomes all sticky and yucky. And then you roll it in breadcrumbs. And the breadcrumbs stick to the gluey stuff and then they cook. However, last night I watched an iPlayer, this programme with Raymond Blanc, who's a very jolly Frenchman chap.
I do know who Raymond Blanc is. I might not be able to cook, I know chef. Yeah.
He was trying to do a breadcrumb goat's cheese. And he rolled it in flour, so good start. But then instead of going for the egg, he got breadcrumbs that had been soaked in olive oil. And they just stuck them around it.
See, I wasn't that far off.
You weren't. If you were following the Raymond Blanc school of cooking...
I got a lot of olive oil.
You got a lot of oil?
Yeah, it goes well with pasta and salt.
Yeah, is it proper olive oil? Nice olive oil. Olive oil.
Nice. It might not be the first press, but you know, the second is probably.
Are you impressed?
I don't know. It's just something to put in the pasta. Mostly end up in the sink.
To be honest, you're putting nasty tomato sauce on your pasta anyway, so who really cares?
It's
about
not just any tomato sauce.
It's Lloyd Grossman's personally handcrafted tomato sauce.
A mystery art. A mattress yard.
Who lives in a house like this?
What, you mean with broken...
Sorry?
You mean with broken boilers and insects?
No, that's easy. Yeah. That's you.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't live in a house like that. I live in a house with lino tiles that come off the floor in the kitchen and...
Really?
It's a mould in the bathroom.
Oh yeah, I've got
that. But it's all right, because that's my landlady's problem.
Well, apparently that's not your problem.
Sorry?
Apparently that's my problem.
Oh, right, okay. Well, that's what you get for buying somewhere.
Dearest
Audioboot, Mark owns a place. Yeah. This is incredible.
I am a homeowner.
He is a homeowner.
Just like Peter Mandelson.
Peter Mandelson, who remembers him?
And if you got that joke, I'm impressed. You're of a similar age, obviously.
You know we're of a similar age.
No, I was talking more generally.
Oh, you're talking to them. He's talking to you.
Yes. I am talking to you, just in case that wasn't it. Talking about our similar age, your birthday coming up for that long?
Birthday? Again?
Yours.
Mine? But this is disastrous, Mark.
Why?
I don't want my next birthday to come.
You're becoming distinguished.
Shh! Don't tell anybody.
What? You're distinguished? No. He's not distinguished, really.
He's not distinguished, no. No. Distinguished already. I don't need an age to make me distinguished.
Yeah, I hope the surname might bring me gravitas, but that's not very sorry, I love Robert. Apparently that really did work.
Yeah, I have got a birthday in October. It's still a little while to go, it's fine. But it's fine, I'm going to be out of the country.
Very, very old.
I'll be in Venice.
Venice, yeah.
Yep.
I don't understand why, having got a girlfriend, you're now taking a month to Venice. No offence, Robert, well.
Because Mum and I have always wanted to go to Venice. And Dad doesn't want to go there because Mum and Dad went there on a day trip once from Istria, and it stunk of sewage, and Dad vowed never to go back there again. And so we decided to go there, and then I got a girlfriend a little bit after that.
Are you at least taking her to Paris?
Well, at the moment, I can't take my dearest girlfriend anywhere abroad, but we will fix this.
Are you at least getting her a passport?
I would like to take...
Bearing in mind this is to the audio of your podcast.
Yes, of course. No, absolutely. I would like to take Fee abroad, absolutely.
Passports aren't that much, isn't it?
£80.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Not that much. It's a fortune. And anyway, I mean, she can't even, you know, ask without stating why she would possibly ask me. But she can't even ask me to sign her photograph or whatever because I'm a boyfriend. Mind you, she could ask you.
It wouldn't actually be the
responsible person.
It wouldn't be the first one I've done either.
But it's not that really scary.
I haven't done anybody's. It's most disappointing. For some reason, they don't think that I can look at a photograph and vouch that it's the same person.
Well, I did. A friend of mine who had a baby and wanted a baby on a passport to go abroad straight away.
Yeah.
So actually the photo I was looking at was nothing like the baby as was 2 weeks later when I got to sign it, but you know.
And particularly the baby 2 or 3 years later when the passport was still meant to be valid.
Yeah, how, you know, because it used to be 5 years for kids, I don't know.
Yeah, it's still 5 years, I think.
Is there anything different for people under 1 year old? Because it gets a bit ridiculous.
You get to fuck.
It's a baby. It's got a bald head. You haven't got a bald head. We're not letting you in.
Yeah. Well, no, but how... Yeah, it's fine. Well, but she's 4 and a half, and they have to pick her up for a month.
Yeah.
Well, how are you meant to verify that? It verified nothing.
The people who work for Her Majesty's, whatever we call the people who work on the border these days, border force, work in mysterious ways.
They don't? There's a TV programme about it.
Is there? Yeah, right.
It's called Border Force.
And so there is.
They're very, very keen to show you how they work.
Well, they very kindly, when I came back into Britain through Brussels, a while back, sorry, just slightly put off by the fact that they're playing Fleetwood Mac here, but I'll get over it, don't worry. When coming back in, they stamped Vance's ticket as well to say that they had his name was Vance. Because, you know, they do the thing to stop the Lille loophole.
Okay.
You know about the Lille loophole?
No.
Basically, it's where... people who want to come into the UK illicitly, and if you're listening to this on Audioboo and you're not a British citizen and you're trying to do this, I'm not suggesting this, I'm merely saying that this is how some people do it.
But you know, if you want to post a comment, it'd be interesting to know how you go on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Did you get eaten by the big German shepherd at the border? Yeah, basically, people have been buying... Because you can legally travel between Brussels and Paris and Lille or Calais, Fretun, or however you say it, on Eurostar, without going into the UK, and therefore without a passport, people have been presenting tickets to Lille or Calais,
right,
and then staying on the train to Waterloo and to St Pancras.
Ooh.
So in order to get around that, they now look at both your passport and your ticket at passport control and stamp it to show that they've you are the person named on that ticket.
Right. Okay.
Which somehow gets around it.
That makes sense. Yeah. Well, they're not showing that you're the person named, are they? They're showing the person in the passport.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, they decided that Vance probably wasn't a Lille loopholer, and that they would stamp his passport, which is very generous of them.
Especially if he's in our social.
Yeah. Especially, yeah.
So, you know, technically.
He's an alien.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, well, there we go. I can't remember why I said that anyway. Can you work out what the music is now? I can't.
No, I have to go on sound.
It sounds like lots of guitar.
Yeah, lots of guitar, lots of drums.
And no bass line.
Some kind of a waste scene. I can't.
You think so?
Maybe it has gone more bass.
I thought it was possibly Queenie.
Queenie?
Yeah. But it's alright, nobody plays Queen anymore, so it can't be Queen.
Yeah.
Queen, who are they?
Yeah, exactly. I haven't heard Don't Stop Me Now for ages.
Haven't heard We Are the Champions since the Olympics. Actually, did they play it there? I can't remember.
The Olympics.
I know, we're almost coming up. Was it the 27th it started? The opening ceremony? We're 2 days away from the anniversary. Isn't that incredible?
To go in wearing my Olympic stuff tomorrow.
I haven't got any Olympic stuff. I could go in waving my opening ceremony ticket.
You should.
Yeah. Yeah,
either that or go in in my Welsh gear with the gorgeous jaws.
Almost a year ago you were getting drunk in Hyde Park
and causing my family unnecessary pain on the basis that they
certain members of your family anyway
immediately assumed I was an unrepentant alcoholic,
which he is obviously.
Yes.
And I was enjoying the festivities from the middle of the stadium.
I think I got the idea of myself.
Do you think so?
We got a snow patrol.
You got Snow Patrol. We got Paul McCartney and Mike Oldfield.
That's not actually going to convince me that I didn't get that.
Oh, and Jacques Rogge.
Yes.
And Her Majesty the Queen jumping out of a helicopter.
Yeah.
And
I don't think that was really.
Oh, was it not? Sorry. And Rowan Atkinson.
Yeah. And Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig, yeah.
Indeed, I remember because I saw it on Big Screen.
So you did.
While I was listening.
I was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You couldn't hear it. You couldn't.
I couldn't see it.
And you couldn't hear any of the description from what I remember. But
no.
But you know, as far as you mean to go on.
Apart from all that, it was quite fun. I think this boo has probably reached its natural conclusion. I'm just going to check how long's left on it anyway. I can't actually hear my phone at all, so I think I'm just going to stop it. Bye, everyone. Say bye.
Bye.
There we go, sorted. Oh no, it's not sorted. And it's sorted, I can't hear. And, you know, go around like that.
Well, it worked so well after you tried.
It worked so well?
Last time you tried.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not do it again? Oh, hang on a moment, I'm still recording.
I might. We've established that Robert's very good at panorama shots.
Yeah, I'm going to actually stop this recording now. Possibly. Bye for now.